Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Maseches Megillah. We're holding in the very bottom of Tez Vav Amud Aleph. I'll just start over the point we were beginning to mention yesterday. So we're discussing a lot of psukim again from Megillah Esther itself. And the pasuk here says, V'chozeh inen yoshoveh li. Haman HaRasha has been invited to party with Esther, Amalka, and Ahasuerus. The only two guests of Esther that are going to be there. And it's a big covet for him that he's going to go, and he's in a high position by the king. Obviously, he has the king's ring. And when he sees Mordechai sitting in the Shar HaMelech, he says, this is all not worth it to me. So first we brought statements from Elazar Omer Mechanina that says when Haman saw Mordechai sitting there, he says, it's not worth it for me. It seemed like he was pointing out, what is it about sitting there? That's what is it, just seeing Mordechai enrages him. It wasn't just that Mordechai didn't bow. Seemingly, that was a different pasuk that says that. Yeah, he saw him sitting there and wouldn't do anything. He got upset. What is it just sitting there that upsets him? So the Gemara right now is saying, Kid Rav Chisa, like Rav Chisa said, Amar Rav Chisa, Zeba b'pruz buli, Zeba b'pruz buti. Yeah, Mordechai had a position of wealth, and Haman had a position of poverty. So, and Amar Rav Papa says, V'karilei avda d'mizavim b'mal t'b'talmi. They called Haman the Eved that had been sold for rolls of bread. Now, they bring over here, there's a Medrash Yalkut Shimoni in Esther. I wasn't able to find it. I was looking around for a copy. I couldn't chase one down. That goes a little more length in this story that some years prior, Mordechai had actually bought Haman as a slave, and that deal was still around at this time. So Haman sees Mordechai, just his existence enrages him because Mordechai owns him. That will always be the case, even if Haman has all this covet, it's not worth it to him as long as Mordechai is around and still owns it. Seder. And that's, of course, the rest of the story is that led Haman to decide to pursue a plan of killing Mordechai and hanging on a gallows, which obviously backfired. Gemara continues. What does it mean, all of this is not worth it for me? All of his treasures, yeah, I guess seemingly a list of what he owned or something like that, were engraved on his chest, probably whatever he was wearing. When he saw Mordechai sitting there, Amar Kol Zeh said, all of this, all of my wealth over here, is not worth it for me anymore. Yeah, it's because that could be related to the previous thing. But it could just be that from the fact that that Mordechai didn't give him the proper cover that he felt it wouldn't be worth it for him. Yeah. The Maharal has a word over here that what it means, it was written on his heart, is that it was constantly on his mind. It's constantly something he thought about. And being that he was always focused on his monetary accomplishments, right? So he saw Mordechai, it could be that didn't have that or didn't care about that, didn't feel that that was something that deserved covet, and that enraged Haman. Seder. Continues the Gemara. The Amar Elazar Mechanina. These seemingly are more drushes being brought by Elazar Mechanina. We had a bunch of them yesterday, also just because he's the author of all of them. It says, Hashem in the future will be a crown on the head of every tzaddik. Hashem will somehow, let's not make himself into a crown, but he'll be felt that way by every tzaddik in the future. Right? In the future, Hashem will be a crown of beauty. Yeah, to tzaddikim. Really, the pasuk ends. It'll also be a tzifiras tifara, which means another type of crown, a diadem or a tara, whatever it is, of glory. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "Maila teret tzvi utzifiras tifara." What does that mean? Yeah, what does it mean? He'll be these things. Lo osin tzivyono. The word tzifiras is Rejosh as the person who does his tzivyono. Tzvi, is Russian tzivyono, his command. Those who do Hashem's command. And who anticipate his splendor, and those people who are doing the mitzvahs and are waiting for Mashiach, waiting for Hashem's name to be made great in the world, they will get this reward of Hashem being like a crown for them. I might think it works for everybody. Says to the rest of his nation, someone who has a novel, someone who puts himself as the remnant, doesn't think covering for himself, and Mela obviously has the proper cover to Hashem. If he looks forward to Hashem's coming, Hashem's name being made great, yeah, and does the mitzvahs properly, can get this reward. Well, the ruach Mishpat. I'll read the pasuk in full just to understand how it works over here. It says that that was the first pasuk. Bayomo yia Hashem tzvakos lateres tzvil tzfiras tifara lishar amol to the rest of his nation. Then it says uluruach mishpat, and to the one who has the spirit of judgment, one who and the spirit of for a spirit of judgment, And then it says uliyoshev mishpat, who sits in judgment, uligvura, and for strength, and mishive milchama, those who turn back in war, And then it says, Shara, to the gate. All these things are going to be darshan. I'm just reading out the whole pasuk to prepare. So again, the first part was people who make themselves like Shirayim and are doing the Ratzon of Hashem and are anticipating Hashem's name being made great in the world. Well, the Ruach Mishpat, what's it mean he will be like as a Ruach of judgment? Zeh Adon Es Yitzro. That means to someone who judges his Yetzer Hara. Rashi says it means that you get your Yetzer Hara to do tshuva. I mean, the person motivates himself to do tshuva. So Hashem will be, for that person, he'll be like a spirit of judgment for that person. Then it says, Liyoshev al Mishpat, one who sits on judgment, Zeh Adon Din Emes Amitu. That means one who renders a judgment, judges a case that is entirely true. Tosis here is Omen on double Lush and Din Emes Lamito. Seemingly, you have to always check out the Edim of a case, the witnesses. So you first find out if what they're saying is true, Bechlau, if they're reliable, and then you take that and make a correct judgment from it. So there's two steps in the Emes. But again, all these are still still listing what are the types of people that will merit this reward when Hashem is already established. Now we're saying other things. So one who is Ruach Mishpat, who is forcing himself to do tshuva, will gain this. One who sits in Mishpat, that who judges a case properly. V'ligvura zeha misgaber al Yitzro. That means one who overpowers his Yitzer. He doesn't follow his Yitzer to be able to do the Aver. That's different than being Don your Yitzer before, which meant to get the Yitzer to Tshuva. This person doesn't have that, Milo, but he conquers it at the time of passion. Doesn't follow. Mishivim Melchama, those who come back from war. These are Elu Shinosim Inosim Melchamta Shel Torah, people who are fighting and learning. Sha'ara at the gate, Elu Tamini Chachamim Misa Tunin Chachamim Shem Ashkim Ma'arivin, that come early and stay late, Bebate Kinesios, Bebate Midrashis, in the places where people meet and in the Beis Medrash. Amra Misa Din Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now, this is still going to be continuing, but the Midas Adin said to Hashem, Yibonu Sha'olam, Ma'anishtanu Elu Me'elu. Why are these any different than these? What was the Midas Adin saying? That why is it that Hashem, the Shar Amo, Hashem is only going to give this the Shar Amo to his people. Why, how come other people can't be Zohar to these things? Why only the Jewish people? So Amar L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael Oskar B'Torah. Because the Kal Yisrael is Osek in Torah, therefore they're Shaykh to such rewards. And the goyim not. Amalei, so Midas Adin said back, and the way they learn over here is that we know there are Jews that end up in Gehenna, so it must be that those that did are not holding what was just said, are not Osik in Torah, is what it sounds like. They don't have these miles. Gam Eile B'Yayin Shogu, even these can become drunk in wine of a Sheikhar To and mistaken in strong drink. Kaku Palilia, they can stumble in judgment. Ein Paku El Gehenim, that means Gehenim. That was the pasuk we brought before about Avigal said to David, this should not be a stumbling block for you. So that place that would have brought him to his Gehenna, that's what she was talking about. Then Pelileel Adayonim, and Pelileel means judgment. It's the pasuk used in the Chumash when it speaks about people that cause inadvertently a pregnant woman to miscarry, they pay up in judgment. So seemingly what's going on over here is the Midas Adin knows that there are evil people amongst Klal Yisrael going to Gehenna, so it must be that these people do that because they don't have the milas that we spoke about. That seems to be how the Mefarshim learn over here. Okay, let's continue on a little bit. It says, Ba'tamod ba'chatzar beis hamelech. This is Esther Amalka. She's going into the king, not being summoned, which is going to be thing that officer to Mordechai we spoke about. So she stood at the Chatzar Beis HaMelech, the courtyard of the house of the king of Panimis, the inner sanctum, the inner part. Amar Rav Levi, Kevin she gia lebeis hatzlamim, yistaklim en shechino. She got to this house and it had idols everywhere. So the shechino went away from her. this could be a continuation of the previous pasuk was darshan to mean, it said Esther clothed herself in royalty, and we said that meant the Ruach HaKodesh, so it could be that's going away from her now that it says that Vata'amod could be understood as meaning that the Ruach stopped, that Ruach HaKodesh she just clothed herself with stopped, yeah, and that's what this means over here. That's what the drasha is, that she saw idols and the Shekhinah went away. Then she said, Amr, she said, Keili, Keili, Lama Zavtani. This is a capitul in Tehillim called Ayel Sashachar, right? That is all of the Joshim Darshan, the whole thing about Esther in a lot of different ways. So this is a passage from that. She said, Hashem, Hashem, my God, why have you abandoned me? Shema ata don al shoge kemezi va'onis karatza. Maybe you, Hashem, judge an inadvertent sinner as one who does it purposefully, one who is forced, and as one who does it willfully, meaning me, Esther, that's going into the king. It's willful to a certain extent, but I feel forced to save Klal Yisrael. I shouldn't be punished. Oshema al shakarasi's caliph. Maybe I called the king a dog. I did, and that was disrespectful. You're always supposed to show kavod to the malchus. Where did she call him a dog? Shenemar hatzila mecherav nafshim yad caliph v'chidasi. There's another pasuk there in that same kapitel to Helam that she said to Hashem, "Save me from the sword, my soul from the sword, my soul from the sword. Yeah, from the hands of a dog, my only one, my enlightened soul." So Chazra the Karasa Arye, she went and later on called him a lion, up and showed more respect. Shenemar, she ain't even pi Arye, save me from the mouth of the lion. So seemingly that to have said over, it doesn't say that the Ruach Kodesh came back, but you could assume that it did obviously at some point. Maybe she had to leave there first. Seder. And it says, Vahi Kirosa Malch Esther Amalka. When the king saw Esther standing there, it says she found favor in his eyes and he extended his scepter for her to touch, and that was a way of accepting her in. So Amir Rav Yochanan, Gimel Malachi Yesharis Nizdam Nelah Be'oseh Shah. Three Malachim came to her at that time to help her. Echad Shehigbiyeth Savarom. One picked up her head, which was downtrodden. It didn't look good for the queen to have her head down. So one lifted up her neck. Ve'echad Shemashach Chut Shel Chesed Aleha. One pulled literally a thread of chesed over her to make her gain favor in the king's eyes. Ve'echad Shematach Chesed Sharvit. One stretched that scepter, because they explain that even though she saw the scepter being extended towards her, she was unable to bring herself to move towards it to do this disgusting thing she didn't want to do. Yeah, so the Malach had to extend the scepter to reach her. But Kama, how much did he extend it? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Shtei Amos. Haya, it was two Amos initially in length. The Hamidah al-Shtei Mitzrayt. The Malach brought it 10 more, made it 12 Amos. For Amilah, some say al-Sheish Yitzrayt. Some say it got to 16. For Amilah al-Eshrim ba'arba. Some say it got to 24. Sisantana, and a Bryson says al-Shishim. Got to 60 Amos. Sometimes, you know, different numbers are brought in the Gemara and the Gadita to be symbolic of something. That's very likely the case here, because it's hard to understand if she'd be 60 Amos away. It'd be at least 100 feet away. Could be longer. That's considered close to the king, and that he would see her, anything. So whatever it will be. It could be different mephorishim to speak about, right? What is the significance of these numbers. Yeah, says the Gemara. So hey, how long is it extended? The Chayin Ata Motzi also finds such a phenomenon in different things in history. Ba'amasa Shel Bas Paro, the arm of Bas Paro that went down to the river and stretched out her arm to get the basket that Moshe Rabbeinu was in. We know the Medrash that Rashi brings there. She stretched it out. It got longer. So we're also saying it also got to 60 Amos. The Chayin Ata Motzi B'Shini Rishayim. You also find the teeth of Rishayim. B'Shini Rishayim Shibarta. Says the pasuk says about Hashem that you Hashem have broken the teeth of the wicked. But Amar Shlager said the word is not to be read broken. Al tikri shibarta ela shirivavta, means that you extended out those teeth. So Rashi brings an example of that over here. That's brought in the Gemara in Brachos that Og Melech Habashan was picked up a mountain, was going to throw it on the Jewish people. Very large mountain. Shem said ants to bore into that mountain, and the whole thing fell around his neck, and then his teeth were extended to lock him in. Yeah, and that's how he was trapped that way. So the Gemara Rabba Bar Ufran, Amar Mishum Rebbe Lazar, Shishami Rabbo V'Rabbi Mirabbo, he says, and then Rebbe Lazar heard it from his Rebbe, Masayim. They heard 200 Amos. So however long it was, a great extension was made. Vayamala HaMelech, the king said to her, Esther Amalka, to Esther the queen. Now this is actually, perhaps, it depends what pasuk is being quoted over here, it might not be one continuous pasuk, or the garrison might be a little changed. But either way, he said to Esther Amalka, Ma b'kashasich ad chatzia malchus u'seyos, what is your desire. What would you like? Until half the kingdom and it'll be done. Chatzi malchus lo kol malchus. You only offer half the kingdom, not the whole. What would be the whole kingdom? Lo davar shechotzeitz malchus. And nothing that would interrupt the kingdom. Ma'aniyah, what would that be? Binyan beis hamikdash. He's not offering for the beis hamikdash to be built. That's something obviously that would overpower his rule. Yavo ha-melech ve'amar al-mishte. So Esther said, the king and Haman should come to the feast that I'm going to make. Tana Rabbanan, ma ra'asa Esther she'zimno es Haman. Why is Esther, knowing Haman as a wicked person, wants to destroy her people, why should she invite Haman to this banquet that she's making? What's her plan? So we're now going to have, if I counted correctly, I think 9 answers to this question. Then we'll say they're all right. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Lazar omer pachim tamnulo. She had some sort of trap set for him. It sounds like a physical trap. Somehow to take him down. Shenemar yi shulchanam lifnehem lepach. A party in front of them, their table should be in front of them as a trap, right? This pasuk is about the general idea, seemingly, that a rasha, can be stumbled up by the same things that are good for other people. For them, they stumble. She had that idea, and she thought somehow he'll stumble here at the party. Yeah, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Mebeis Avia Lamda. She learned it literally from her father's house. And the Farshim explained over here that her father's house means she heard of this pasuk being quoted, from children, or the idea that a rasha will get stumbled up at a party, a pasuk quoted by children. And as we're going to bring right now, I don't know how that fits in the words of the Gemara that she heard it from her father's house, but that's what the Farshim say over here it means. Yeah? Shenemar, what was the pasuk she heard from her father's house, which means children? Im ra'ev sonacho achilo lechem. If your enemy is hungry, feed him bread. That's what I mean. So she had that idea. It's a good way to make him stumble somehow. She didn't necessarily have how that would be, but it would work. Rabbi Meir Omer Kadeshul Yutol Eitzel V'Yimrot. Haman shouldn't be left alone because maybe he would come with some sort of plan to rebel against Achashverosh and things would get even worse. That was Rabbi Meir's answer. Rabbi Yutol Omer Kadeshul Yakiru Ba Shehi Yehudis. That way, no one recognizes that she's a Jew. Why is she bringing Haman over? Obviously, she must not be one of these Jews that Haman wants to destroy. Jewish people should not say, "Ah, good, we have a sister in the king's house. She's on our side." And then they won't daven properly. So she invited Haman to say to the Jews, "Look, I'm not on your side." That way, they would daven. Haman should be available around her the whole time. And seemingly, the idea of this one is that if there is some sort of way to make him fail, she wants him nearby to be able to pull off whatever trick that would be. She doesn't, again, necessarily know what it's going to be. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasi Omer, Ula Yargi Shamakom Yas Halonu Neis. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasi says this would be a way to show Hashem how a difficult situation we're in, how difficult it is, and then maybe a Neis would happen because of that, if Haman is around and makes it even more dangerous. Rabbi Shimon, these are all very compelling answers one has to think about, obviously. Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha Omer Asper Lo Panim. She said, "I'm gonna show him a smile, give him a nice face, in order that Achashverosh will kill Haman and myself." Esther is saying, she's happy to sacrifice herself, and then if Haman is dead, clearly what would be is that the gezeirah that he made to kill all the Jews wouldn't go. And then that would solve the problem. She's happy to give up her life. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Melech. He was a very easily wavering type of king. If he had a sudden desire to kill Haman for some reason, she wanted him to be nearby, so Achashverosh will kill Haman right away and won't lose out on his momentary impulse to do so. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Adayim Tzrichan Anu L'Modoi. All these answers, now this is Rabbi Gamliel. I don't know if it's the same as Rabban Gamliel. Generally, Rabban Gamliel is referred to as Rabban. This is Rabbi Gamliel. Seemingly a different person, but either way, he says, all these answers, we still need the thing that we're going to say from Elazar HaModai. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Elazar HaModai, I think it should be Rabbi Elazar HaModai, is his name, generally, not Eliezer. Omer, Kinatu Bamelech, Kinatu Basarim. She wanted to make the king jealous. She wanted to make the princes jealous. This is really explaining why specifically Haman was only invited and not the other Sarim, not the other leaders that were around. This way everybody will be jealous, and she is certainly trying to make some sort of action happen out of their jealousy. Rabba Omar, Lifnev Shever Gaon. Rabba says her source was that before breaking comes pride. That is a pasuk, it's a drasha, taken a little out of context, but that's what those words mean. So she thought, first give the Rasha pride, and then he'll break somehow. Abaye v'rava d'amri travayu, b'chomim ishis es mishteyim. Yeah. This pasuk, literally translated, sorry, means that, that when they are hot, I will prepare their feast. Let's read the whole pasuk over here to try to understand something. Yeah, this is a pasuk in Yirmiyah, and it says, "Bechumam ashis es mishteyem." In their heat, I prepare a feast for them. "Bihishkartim," I make them drunk. "Laman yalozu," so they'll be happy, they're lightheaded. "V'yoshnu shnas olam," they'll sleep forever. "V'lo yikitzu," they'll never wake up. "Nu mashem." So this idea is actually said about Belshazzar himself. Yeah. Rashi brings over here the whole mice that happened. Belshazzar and his people, when they came back from a war, Dariavish and Koresh were sieging on Bavel, and they actually won, Belshazzar. So that day, they were tired, they went to celebrate, they drank, and actually Belshazzar died on that day. So Esther saw, they see that a Rasha can die from a feast, similar to the idea we said a few answers ago. So that's where she got the idea to make a feast, and maybe that bring down the Rasha. Yeah, Eshkhe Rabba Bar Avul Eliyahu. So after all these answers are said, Rabba Bar Avul found Eliyahu. Amalei Kaman Chazi Esther. Which one of these answers did Esther see? Which reason did she see fit and therefore invite Haman? But Avda Hachim, and she did that. Amalei Kekulu Tanai Ukekulu Amarai. She actually considered all of these things. All these Tanai and all the Amarai were all reasons. All these reasons were reasons that she invited Haman. The fascinating Gemara has so many answers. Such a apparently it must be a very important idea of why she brought him there. Maybe it's just a particular peculiarity in the story. An amazing thing to have so many answers, then say they're all right. I don't know if I personally have ever seen that sort of thing. By Saper Lehem Haman Eskavot Ashro Verov Banav. So Haman told over how good he had it, and he was saying everything wasn't worth it for him. He said how rich he is, how much honor, how many children. The Kama Rov Banav, what are all these many children that he had? Amarav Shloshim. Rav said he had 30 children, 30 sons. Asara Mesu, 10 had died beforehand. Asara Mesu, 10 will be hung in this story. Asara Machzir Al-Pesachim, and 10 go around knocking on doors for food. So his children were not in a good status, seemingly despite the fact that he's bragging about them. V'rabbanan Amri, Osin Shemachzir Al-Pesachim Shivim. Actually, those that were going around knocking on the doors for food are 70. Havya. Diksiv, this really means Sivayim Balecha Nishkaru. Yeah, those that are satiated by bread, this is a pasuk in not really in context said about Haman at all, but those who are full from bread, they niskar, they hire themselves out. So this in context is said in Shmuel, obviously nothing to do with Haman, but Targum Yonasan, Rashi brings, gives a parish over there that is talking about Haman's sons, for whatever reason being spoken about over there. Obviously referring to a descendant of Agag, but it doesn't mention Haman directly. The Seder. So, either event, he either had, in that case, 90 kids, because there were 10 that died, 10 that will be hung, and 70 are going around. So either way, quite a lot of children to brag about, but none of them were in too good of a situation. So the drasha here is finished. The drasha, Sivayim, Balech, and Miskar, right, those satiated by bread are rented out, hired out. Atikri Sivayim, Elishivim. They'll read Sivayim, the same letters would say Shivim, 70. Rami Bar Abba Amar Kulan Masayim Shwana Hav. He says no. There were 208 total. Shnema Verov Banov Verov the Gematria Masan Varveser Hav. The Gemara says, well, if you're saying from the word Rov is Gematria, 214, not 208. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Verov Kesiv. It's written without a Vav over there. Rov Banov. So Resh Beis. So the Vav Resh Beis comes out to 208, not 214. This is the beginning of Perek Vav in Megillas Esther. It says, and that night the king could not sleep. The Pasha means Ahasuerus, but obviously every time we say the king in the Megillah, it means Hashem also. So he says that Joshua, you know who couldn't sleep? The king of the world couldn't sleep because the Jews were in peril. The upper ones, the angels, celestial beings, couldn't sleep, and the lower ones, the people, or Ahasuerus, Stup Shatim over here, also couldn't sleep. So him and the people above him. It means maybe the people couldn't sleep because they were davening. Rava Omar Shnas HaMelech Ahasuerus Mamash. He says, it means Ahasuerus. Nafle Milsa Bedaita, because something came up in his head. Omar, my to come on, Dizeminte Esther Lahaman. Why did Esther invite Haman to that party?
Dilma Eitza Koshakli Ilave Tahu Gavra. Maybe they're planning something against that man, meaning me, Achashverosh, with Mikdalei to kill him. Hazar Amar, then he said to himself, Yahi, if that could be, Lahava Gavadir Achimli, no one is having mercy on me, Dahava Modali, and letting me know of that. Hazar Amar, then he said, Dilma Iki Inish, the Ava Bitivu. So maybe there is someone I did something that did me something nice, Velo Parate, and I didn't pay him back properly. And that's why people don't help me out, because they see I don't pay back favors. Miad, and immediately, he asked for the Book of Remembrances, the Chronicles of Persia, to be brought, and they would be read. What does that last part mean? They'd be read by themselves. That's really a separate Joshua at this point, but the book is going to be read by itself about what happened that Mordechai told Achashverosh about, told Esther to tell Achashverosh about the plan of Bigson Vesarish and saved his life. And that's going to lead, obviously, to the whole Nase. Thank you for listening. Mirth Hashem, we'll continue next.